Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So we're going to go right to Israel. Imagine, you know, your country at its widest point is like 70 miles wide. Population maybe around 8 million or so folks. And the cards being stacked against you and everything that happens. Well, that's what's taking place with Israel. As a matter of fact, we're going to go there right now and kind of get an understanding of how so many things have been lined up against Israel. France has lined up against Israel. Our president has lined up against lined up with the enemies of Israel, Iran. Let's take a look now.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is criticizing a French proposal to host an international conference to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. France said if the conference failed, they would unilaterally recognize the Palestinian state. But Netanyahu said France has stacked the deck against Israel.
The essence of negotiations is making concessions, and the French initiative, as has been reported, gives the Palestinians cause not to do that. Our position is very clear. We are prepared to enter direct negotiations with no preconditions and without conditions that are dictated.
Meanwhile, terrorism against Israel continued over the weekend. A 34-year-old Palestinian policeman opened fire at Israeli troops at a military checkpoint on Sunday. He wounded three soldiers before being shot.
It's amazing. And imagine the cards just being stacked against you. Imagine the largest nation in the world, the one that used to be your friend, now partnering with your enemies. It's amazing what's taking place right now with Israel. But God's going to stand with Israel. The coming land grab that Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about with Church of the Presence, we have details about that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And God's going to stand up for Israel, but he's going to judge other nations based on what we did with Israel. When we think about that, that is so important. But listen, you know, Prager University has done a real good job explaining specifically about what's really going on in the Middle East with all this division. As a matter of fact, let's take a look right now. Prager University.
When I did my graduate studies at the Middle East Institute at Columbia University's School of International Affairs, I took many courses on the question of the Middle East conflict. Semester after semester, we studied the Middle East conflict as if it was the most complex conflict in the world, when in fact, it is probably the easiest conflict in the world to explain. It may be the hardest to solve, but it is the easiest to explain. In a nutshell, it's this. One side wants the other side dead. Israel wants to exist as a Jewish state and to live in peace. Israel also recognizes the right of Palestinians to have their own state and to live in peace. The problem, however, is that most Palestinians and many other Muslims and Arabs do not recognize the right of the Jewish state of Israel to exist. This has been true since 1947, when the United Nations voted to divide the land called Palestine into a Jewish state and an Arab state. The Jews accepted the United Nations partition, but no Arab or any other Muslim country accepted it. When British rule ended on May 15, 1948, the armies of all the neighboring Arab states, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Transjordan, and Egypt, attacked the one-day-old state of Israel in order to destroy it. But to the world's surprise, the little Jewish state survived. Then it happened again. In 1967, the dictator of Egypt, Gamal Abdel Nasser, announced his plan, in his words, to destroy Israel. He placed Egyptian troops on Israel's border, and armies of surrounding Arab countries were also mobilized to attack. However, Israel preemptively attacked Egypt and Syria. Israel did not attack Jordan and begged Jordan's king not to join the war. But he did. And only because of that did Israel take control of Jordanian land, specifically the West Bank of the Jordan River. Shortly after the war, the Arab states went to Khartoum, Sudan, and announced their famous three no's. No recognition, no peace, and no negotiations. What was Israel supposed to do? Well, one thing Israel did a little more than a decade later in 1978 was to give the entire Sinai Peninsula, an area of land bigger than Israel itself and with oil, back to Egypt, because Egypt, under new leadership, signed a peace agreement with Israel. So Israel gave land for the promise of peace with Egypt and it has always been willing to do the same thing with the Palestinians. All the Palestinians have ever had to do is recognize Israel as a Jewish state and promise to live in peace with it. But when Israel has proposed trading land for peace, as it did in 2000, when it agreed to give the Palestinians a sovereign state in more than 95% of the West Bank and all of Gaza, the Palestinian leadership rejected the offer and instead responded by sending waves of suicide terrorists into Israel. Meanwhile, Palestinian radio, television, and school curricula remain filled with glorification of terrorists, demonization of Jews, and the daily repeated message that Israel should cease to exist. So it's not hard to explain the Middle East dispute. One side wants the other dead. The motto of Hamas, the Palestinian rulers of Gaza, is, "We love death as much as the Jews love life." There are 22 Arab states in the world, stretching from the Atlantic Ocean to the Indian Ocean. There is one Jewish state in the world, and it is about the size of New Jersey. In fact, tiny El Salvador is larger than Israel. Finally, think about these two questions. If tomorrow Israel laid down its arms and announced, "We will fight no more," what would happen? And if the Arab countries around Israel laid down their arms and announced, "We will fight no more," what would happen? In the first case, there would be an immediate destruction of the state of Israel and mass murder of its Jewish population. In the second case, there would be peace the next day. As I said at the outset, it is a simple problem to describe. One side wants the other dead. And if it didn't, there would be peace. Please remember this. There has never been a state in the geographic area known as Palestine that was not Jewish. Israel is the third Jewish state to exist in that area. There was never an Arab state, never a Palestinian state, never a Muslim or any other state. That's the issue. Why can't the one Jewish state the size of El Salvador be allowed to exist? That is the Middle East problem.
You're looking at
Dennis Prager.
You're just looking at the cards being stacked against Israel. I mean, they are amazing in their mercy, amazing in their grace. They're so kind in how they're responding to such evilness that's coming against them. Remember, during the days of World War II, they were being genocide was taking place against Israel. They had to move to their own land so they could live and survive. And now you have people that are trying to come against them. Everything they're doing. Has been coming against them. It's like a house of cards being stacked against them is what it really is like. I want to encourage you, pray for Israel. Stand with VFN TV as we stand with Israel. Imagine we're covering this on a daily basis, you know, what's happening in the world, what's happening in America, but also what's happening in Israel. They just had a terrorist attack right there in their capital in Jerusalem, and you didn't hear anything about it in secular media, where one officer was killed and another one was wounded. Can you imagine if that happened in Washington, D.C.? We'd all be alert. We'd all be talking about it. Well, we are talking about what's happening in Israel, and we are standing with Israel. We're not going to be silent, and we thank you for standing with us together in your partnership to be able to do that. When we get back from the break, you're going to be so, maybe not surprised, but it's amazing what's taking place right now. When you think about, since 1973, Roe versus Wade, when the law was passed by the Supreme Court saying that, you know, you can now kill a child in their womb, you know, have abortion, that it would be legal, over 50 plus million children have been aborted. But you know what? When we get back from this break, we're going to find out that if those children were alive today, the exact equivalent amount, some reports are, that we're in debt, $19 trillion, that amount of money would be paid into the treasury and we wouldn't have any debt at all.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.